Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. In a local church during a pastoral transition, that could be the most dangerous time for that church. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will join me with some very good advice for the local church.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A pastoral transition can actually be one of the most dangerous times in a life of any church.
Well, that's true. You know, I meet with a lot of people from all over the United States and the world, and lay people in churches, leaders, deacons, elders. As a result of not being prepared for these transitions not going smoothly, a lot of times there are church splits. There are a lot of times where things happen that weren't anticipated. It really does become a dangerous time for the church, because the local church is the local expression of the universal body of Christ. We know that the local church comes under satanic attack, and Satan wants to destroy the local church, and he does that many times is through these pastoral transitions.
I noticed that a number of your questions seem to focus especially on the pastoral candidate's view of the Bible, salvation, and of course, future prophetic events.
These are the current hot-button issues. Fewer and fewer people are taking the Bible seriously. The fewer are taking it literally, and that goes back to the hermeneutic. There is a tremendous trend to be anti-dispensational, and this goes back to the hermeneutic. They say Israel doesn't have a future in God's program. Christ isn't going to rule for 1,000 years. And then there are issues related to salvation, and both of these are connected with this movement of Reformed theology that is sweeping through the churches. And unfortunately, a lot of guys who are applying for pastoral positions in churches, they hide what they believe about these things. So these questions need to be asked directly, so that a lot of these young guys are not putting all their cards on the table. And we need to be asking these kinds of questions to prepare for these transitions, for the success and ongoing ministry of any local church.
David James with sound biblical advice for a pastoral transition in your local church. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's plan for this time in history is the local church. The church actually came on the world scene on the day of Pentecost some 2,000 years ago, and will be on earth until the rapture, when Jesus will take us, the church, to be with him in the heavenlies. Until that time, the church is to evangelize the world and then educate the church biblically. Paul the Apostle in 1 and 2 Timothy instructs the church for this age. As David James told us, selection of a pastor is a key component for every local church. We, as the church, must be preparing for the next event in Bible prophecy, and that's the rapture of the church, as foretold in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...